By a show of hands, if you want, you can close your eyes. This can be an anonymous response. Who in this room wants to be wealthy? Okay. And I'm sure we all want to be wealthy. We all want to have money for the right reasons. We want to be able to support our families. We want to be able to give tzedakah. Of course, it's all altruistic. But in this week's parsha, we have the answer and the secret to how to become wealthy. We know that Yaakov comes to Beis Lavan with absolutely nothing. Ani chashav kameis. The story with Eliphaz. But yet at the end of the parasha, the pasuk says, Perek lamed pasuk mem gimel vayifro ta'ish meod meod. The man was exceedingly wealthy. V'yilotzon rabos, he had tons of cattle, shvachos, ravadim, v'gumal, v'chamorim. He was super, super wealthy. A gavir, a tremendously wealthy person. And when we think about it, we would assume that Yaakov's wealth perhaps was due to a blessing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but because he was a tzaddik, because he learned, perhaps the mission of us, right? That if you take on the old Torah, the old Derech Eretz. But the Rambam says 100% clearly that there's one straightforward reason why Yaakov Avinu was wealthy. And this is quoting from the Rambam, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Halacha Zayin. We know, of course, the Rambam is essentially a halacha sefer. He's not telling us stories. He's telling us straightforward halacha, how to become wealthy. Listen to what he says. The end of this perek, the end of Hilchos Schiros, V'chein, Chayev La'avod B'kol Kocho, a person is obligated to work with all of his strength. Shari Yaakov Atzadik Omar, Ki B'kol Kochi Avarati Asavichen, Yaakov Avinu tells Rachel and Leah, in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Vav, Ki V'kol Chochi V'arati Yisavichan, with all my strength, I worked for your father. And says the Rambam, L'fikach, therefore, Notal Schar Zos, he drew in, he received this reward, Af Olam Hazeh, even in this world, Shnemar V'yipro Tz'ish Mod Mod, and of course the Pasuk we just said before, that because, very simply, because he worked with all his strength, that's why he was rewarded with all with scharin even in this world. We know last year, I don't know if you guys remember, in the beginning of the year, before we started Hashoah, many shiurim learned the last few blatin in Hilchos Apolim, and we know Yaakov, how did Yaakov approach working, right? He worked in the heat of the sun, frost of the night, slept, left his eyes, right? He was always working for Yaakov. And one would think that Yaakov, if there's any person who could cut corners, if any person who didn't have to work so hard for his boss, it was Yaakov. Laban cheated him time after time again. But you see, Yaakov Avinu did not take advantage. Most people would say, hey, right? There's a sugya in Baba Kama that we came across last night during Mishmar, right? A person can take care of his own business. A person, if somebody's being cheated and somebody's stolen from, there's certain circumstances where a person can take matters into the law into his own hands. But Yaakov Avinu didn't do that. He stayed loyal and he stayed straight in Yashar. And it's not enough in the beginning of the parasha that he tells the shepherds, hey shepherds, like, you guys are doing nothing. You know, if you're really working, right, you can't just hang out by the well. And of course they explained that they're waiting for the for the group to come to take off the cap at the top of the well. But I saw this past week an unbelievable deal. The Yaakov Avinu, as much as he was cheated by Lavan, he stayed honest the entire time. Yaakov Avinu, towards the end of his stay in the house of Lavan, finally he decides, I'm leaving, and he tells Rachel and Leah, it's time to go. But one would assume if he's starting to get ready to leave, so he would stop working. That's not what happens. Unbelievable. The Pasuk says over there in the same area, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, Vayishlach Yaakov Yekar L'Rachel L'Leah Hasod El Tzono. I saw this diuk in the Sefer Alein HaShemeach, who's quoting the Nachal Elio. He says, where did Yaakov call Rachel and Leah to tell him that he's leaving, that he's had enough? While he's still by the sheep. One would think he's getting ready, he's going in the house, he's packing up. No, he was still working. Until he told Lavan that he's leaving, he was working. He was still a hard worker. There's no corners, no matter how much he was cheated. And it's unbelievable. Rambam says with Furish, how does a person get how's a person successful in Olam Hazeh? How does he get money? He's straight and honest in business, even if he's being cheated. And if you look at the Mesilas Yesharim, the largest perek in all Mesilas Yesharim is Perek Yud Aleph, which details the trait of Nikias. And you would think about being clean, so you think you talk about having the right motivations, having the right intentions, you know, all the averos that a person can think of. And Mesilas Yesharim spends tons and tons of time describing being honest in business. And he says some scary, scary things. He says, even though most people are not thieves, open thieves, most people don't go into other people's property and take their stuff and put it into the pocket. Most people taste gneva in their actions. They say, oh, it's okay, I need to. I can't do it any other way. It's okay for profit. The Yalkum Emlois laments, he bemoans. People say, I can cut corners, I don't have to be so honest because I have to make a living. Rav Matisyo Salomon says in his Sefer Matnas Chelko, we know the first question that we're going to ask when we go to Akram, we asked him before Kodesh Baruch Hu. He can ask us, Nasata Natata Be'emuna, right? Did you deal in business with honesty? Which that's what we translate. Did you deal honestly in business? But it doesn't say, did you deal honestly in business? What does it say? Did you deal in business with faith? Because obviously, right, a person who's honest and who's playing by the rules, he's playing by the rules. Why? Because he knows ultimately it's all a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's no point in cutting corners. There's no point in being involved in anything that's not straight and honest business tactics, business processes. And Geneva and stealing, there's many, many lavim that encompass all these Genevas. Lo sigzol, don't steal. Lo signovu. Lo sikachashu. Right? Shouldn't lie. Lo sishakru ishbet miso. Lo sonu ishbet achiv. You shouldn't aggrieve him. You shouldn't overcharge him. Lo sasigvul. You shouldn't go into his borders. There's so many different nuances and branches of Geneva that if a person's not careful, he's going to run into trouble. Story is told of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. He went with a very questionable person to a shul in Vilna. Right before davening, his companion, who was also a very questionable person, washed his hands with a lot of water, and Rabbi Yisrael Salanter barely made his hands moist. And his companion said, what are you doing? You got to wash well. He said, no way. He said, this shul is a very small shul. They don't expect travelers. And what's going to happen is, if I take a lot of water, the shamash has already arranged warm water for the amount of people that they usually have. And if I take too much, you know what's going to happen? They're going to have tainas on the shamash and he may lose his job. I have to be sensitive. I can't take, it's not mine. What would be an example in our situation? Sometimes, you know, the paper towel dispenser, sometimes, you know, instead of getting one coming out, eight come out. So you can either just use it and throw it out, or you can take one, leave the other seven on top. In terms of somebody, you see a newspaper in the mailbox, it's not yours. It's okay. He's not going to know. You're not supposed to touch it. There's so many different ways that a person has to be exceedingly, exceedingly honest. And I have to tell you, anybody, before you go out to work, and anybody who listens to some of the alumni who are already working, you have to read through the whole portion of Chelka Inikias, which discusses all these different examples and nuances and how important it is to be honest and to never touch anything else, anything that belongs to somebody else. We know Gemara and Bracha says if you're a poel, you have an abridged version of Berachos Hamazon and an abridged version of Kriya Shema. Why? What's the big deal? I'm sure the boss. No, I'm sure the boss would say it's okay. No, if you get rishus, it's one thing. But ultimately, when you're a hired worker, it's all about your work. The Mesilas Yesharim says, listen to this. What are people going to say when they do their pleasures while they're supposed to be at work? Whether it's a private phone call, whatever it is. Okay, you have to ask your boss. Mashiach Sharm says before, you have to ask for mechila from your boss. You have to ask him for rishus to do your own thing during that time. A person who's working, he's a hired worker, and who does something for himself while he's hired as a worker, Gezel Gomer, says in Mesilas Yesharim. Okay. What does that mean? Why don't you discuss it with his boss? Are you am I allowed to take private phone calls? Am I allowed to work on this or that while I'm working? If it's understood beforehand, great. If not, gezel gomer. Pachat chodem. There are many, many, many other examples, but I think all of us want to be able to support our families and have wealth and have money. There's no shortage. I don't want to go through. I could really quote the whole Mesilas Yesharim. I expect that, you know, I encourage you to take the time, you know, this week to have his Urus, to go through all the different examples that he brings. But there's just no there's no way to describe it. And Yom Kippur is not mechaper for things made on the chaver. When it comes to Gezel, you have to ask for mechila. The pasuk says, "Ve'eshes re'eil otime." I didn't define my friend's wife. Pasuk in Yecheskel says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, "Shelo yar le'umras chavero." I didn't encroach upon the business of my friend. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says we're not talking about things that are asur al pi halacha. We're talking about things that are permitted, ma'ash legally permitted al pi halacha. Nevertheless, anything that has smells of encroaching on your friend's business, can't do it. Unbelievable. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I meant to say. I hope you got the point that there's no shortage of ways to fall in this area. But on the other hand, if a person wants to be successful when it comes to his monetary things, the Rambam has told us, we're not talking about mitzvahs and olam haba, we're not talking about straight up olam haza. If a person wants to have wealth, be exceedingly honest in business. There's no shortcuts. A person could think that he'll make shortcuts, and asata be'emuna. Right? With faith, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of you. You do things that are yosher. I can't begin, and now as you're starting, people are starting work, you're going to, who knows, I, you know, people you borrow money from, you have to make sure you pay them back. Right? There's all these stories that people have to come back after in Gulim because they didn't pay people back. Scary, scary stuff. Keep a ledger, stay on top of these things. And if I have another few minutes, I'll just tell you another short word, which may tie into this idea. Yisrael Salanter came to this shul, and he realized, he made a calculation, he realized, if I'm going to take water, there's going to be less water, the Shabbos could get fired. It resonates of an unbelievable word and an unbelievable lesson that I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Nissen Kaplan, who quoted somebody else. He didn't say exactly who, once heard a great question. The pasuk says that Leah called her seventh child Dina, and Rashi says, why was she called Dina? Because Dona Din Ba'atzma, she made a calculation to herself that if she would have a seventh son, right, the two Shvachos will each have two, and Rachel will be left with one, she'll be insulted and she'll feel bad that she had less than two Shvachos. So, she davened, and we know the story, the seventh child turned to the girl. Now I ask you, what great act did Leah do? I would say that Leah gave in, she gave up, she relented. She allowed Rachel to have a second son. That's what she allowed Rachel to have, right? That's, you would say the great action of what Leah did was the fact that she allowed and relented and gave in and gave up. And it was, in Hebrew we call it Mevater. She was Mevater having a seventh son, and she allowed Rachel to have a second son. But that's not what we call her. We say that the greatness of what she did was Dina. She done din ba'atva. She made the calculation. Because once she made the calculation and she realized that what? That Rachel is going to feel bad. She's going to be insulted. She's going to be degraded because she only has one son and the Shvachos have two. Once she made the calculation, then it was obvious which route she should take. That she should daven that her seventh son should turn into a daughter. You see an unbelievable lesson. That it's all about thinking about the other person. If Leah could have said, you know, okay, fine, I'll have a seventh son, what's the big deal? And we wouldn't have had a tie on her necessarily, but the fact that she took the time to think about what's about to happen, how is that going to affect my sister Rachel? It teaches us a tremendous lesson in life. oftentimes, I'll give you a very simple mashal. We don't think like that. We go to, let's say, dinner, and you see a few schnitzels left, and you think there's plenty of schnitzels. You know, in the back of your mind, there are five guys upstairs that are still learning or whatever it is, and you say, I'm really hungry, I'll get a second piece of schnitzel. You're not doing anything bad, but imagine if you had the foresight to say, you know what, hold on a second, if I take an extra piece of schnitzel, my friend who's upstairs still learning, he's going to lose another piece of schnitzel. It's just a very simplistic muscle. But you can use that muscle for so many areas of life. How many times do we not think about the other person? Are we always thinking about the other person in all areas of life? Whether it's if we insult and make fun of a person, are we thinking about the other person's feelings? Are we thinking about what the other person's going through? Are we thinking about what our actions are going to do for that other person? Leah is teaching us, and the fact that Leah is praised, that she made the calculation in herself. We have to think about the other person. Make calculations. And Be'ezus Hashem, when we think about other people, and as we saw from Yaakov Avinu, he was zochet to wealth for one reason. He was cheated and stolen from, and everything on the book. So many ways, so many times. Did it stop him? No. Until the last moment, he was the most honest employee ever. B'mayim Hamuska, I just want to tell you, it's late. Rabbi Mickey Mark, who is the executive director of the yeshiva, when his father passed away last Elul, so he said over two stories about him. We're not talking about a huge rav, we're not talking about a person who was, you know, known to be a huge tzaddik. He said that he was given a company car, I think he worked for the Ministry of Health, and he was given a company car, gas, I assume, and basically his wife would come with him in the car on the way to work. He would not drive out of the way to drop her off for her work, because he felt that the company car was given to him just to drive straight from his house to work and not to make any detours. When his children would ask him to make photocopies or something like that, he would never do it at work. Perhaps he did it at work and paid. He would never just stop and do it at work. You see how a person is meticulous about how honest they are in business, and they don't take advantage of anything. Rabbi Yisai, you should always zoche to remember this idea, to learn, please learn, Parak Yud Aleph, Messias Hashem, about the Kiyas, and always be clean our videos, and then, as is Hashem, you'll all be zoche to Shefa Baruch Hatzlocha in your Gashmis, and of course, in your Ruchnis. Good Shabbos.